round draft pick Ed Reynolds from Stanford, a safety, Pac-12, former teammate of Zach Ertz, and he joins the Philadelphia Eagles, and he joins us here on Eagles Draft Live, presented by Dietz and Watson. Ed, congratulations on your big day.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Give me the scene. Tell me how it went down with you and where you're at and with whom you are celebrating this fine afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'm still enrolled in school right now, so I flew back to the East Coast where, you know, all my family is. I'm down here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Just got the family around, barbecue, good food, good people, always have a good time with the family. And, you know, I was just sitting up playing with my cousin and got the phone call from Coach Kelly, and, kind of just one of those moments that's so surreal. You just got to take a moment to soak it in, and it was a great feeling.
Ed, you were the son of a 10-year NFL player. Is this something you always wanted to do? Did you grow up just about assuming that you're going to go into the NFL one day too?
But it was something that I'd always dreamed about. I've been around the game my entire life. Like you said, my dad, I was born at the later part of his career, but then he worked in the NFL league office, and I felt like I was at practices or training camps or games, all the time. Just growing up in that environment, it was something that, it was always a dream, something I always wanted, and it's finally come to fruition.
As a kid, was there a player other than your dad who you idolized?
Growing up, for me, I played running back and safety growing up, all through, little Pop Warner leagues in high school. And so as a running back, my favorite player was Eric Dickerson. He's the reason I wear 29. I wore 29 all up through high school and through college. And then probably on the defensive side, I was always a big Sean Taylor fan. And my dad used to make me watch, all the old school guys. So, Ronnie Lott, Jack Tatum, and those older guys were, the two that I really idealized coming up. Just from, all the old tapes I've seen, how much of a bruising safeties they were.
There was one here for a number of years. You might have heard of him, too, by the name of Brian Dawkins.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Always. Brian Dawkins, amazing player. I've actually had the pleasure to meet him and talk to him when I was younger. He's one of those safeties that, put a punishment on you. He's loved by the Eagles organization, and hopefully I can play up to the standard he set for safeties at the Eagles.
I've read a few stories about you, Ed, here in the short time you've been an Eagle, and a couple of things jump out at me. Your experience as a kid, New York Giants training camp, being a ball boy, being around the life, and I know you're a young boy at the time, but do you think it's something that you carried forth through all these years, just at least having an idea of what it is like to get to the highest level?
I completely agree. I think it's something that I've definitely carried up, because I think early on my dad and growing up, with my dad and growing up in those training camps, the big thing is when you make that jump to the NFL, it's all about being a professional. And I think that I've tried to implement being a professional, in college and even in high school, just carrying myself that way and, enjoying the game. Not many guys can say that they play professional football for a living. The same sport that little kids play on Saturdays. So, just carrying that mentality that, always trying to be a professional, handle my work, always try to hone my craft, is something that, I hold dear.
And the other thing that stood out, you mentioned your performance at the Combine, and you didn't emerge from the Combine completely satisfied with your performance. What was it like there? What didn't you particularly like about your performance? And I know you had just tremendous performance at your pro day. What was the Indianapolis Combine like for you?
Yeah, it was a great experience in the sense of, it's once in a lifetime. You go through the whole interview process, the medical exams, and then, you finally make it to those last couple of days where, you get to, bench press and finally hit the field and show what you have. for me, it was, you know, I came out that last day and didn't vertical jump the way I wanted, didn't run as fast of a 40 as I wanted, and it's just one of those things where you know that that's not your best performance that you could have put out there, and yet it's probably your biggest interview for everyone to see. And so, you know, I just after I left the combine, it was just, you know, refocusing and making sure that I can do everything that I wanted to do come my pro day, and I did that come, you know, right afterwards.
Ed, how tough is it to be a young safety in today's game? You grow up and you have certain things instilled in you. Hit hard, be intimidating, play with passion. It's an intense game. You want to really separate the receiver from the ball. And yet today, the game has changed where there's a very fine line between making a great play and drawing a fine and a flag. What goes through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think any team, when you look at a defense, is, you know, looking towards their safeties to be tone setters. You know, coming up, making hits, you know, detaching wide receivers from the ball, going up and getting interceptions and, you know, just causing turnovers any way possible. You know, when it comes to the rule change, it is what it is. You know, it's the NFL, and that's the transition they're making. So, as a professional, as I said before, as a professional, you just got to go out there, you got to make those changes, and just be the best tackle you can be under the rules. You know, I think as long as you keep your head up, you run through contact, and you know you see what you hit. I think you know you can still make those kind of plays that you want, and be within the rules. So, you know, for me, just being able to continue to, you know, hone my craft in the sense of, you know, making sure that I'm a great tackler. And being able to make sure I can still set the tone for the defense, you know, something I look forward to.
Ed, what are your immediate priorities here? What happens next? I don't think fans quite understand that from this point forward, everything moves about a million miles a minute.
Yeah. So for me, I'm still enrolled in school. It's something Zach Ertz, when he got drafted by the Eagles last year, kind of had to go through.
Yeah.
So I'm still enrolled in school. So I come out for the rookie mini camp this upcoming week, Thursday through Sunday. And then afterwards, you know, the team's in OTAs, but I can't participate in those. So I have to wait until I'm done with finals in early June, and then I can rejoin the team and join the workouts before the end of the OTAs and stuff is done.
I believe you had a year of eligibility remaining at Stanford. What went into your decision to come out now?
Yeah, I did. I had one more year that I could have taken. I thought that, I experienced a knee injury going into my sophomore year. I came back as healthy, even healthier than you know, when I got hurt. Then I came out and had you know, the electrifying year that I had my redshirt sophomore year, you know, with 6 interceptions, 3 touchdowns, 301 return yards. And, you know, just decided that this last year that I was going to come back and, you know, be, you know, just like I've been saying, just honing my craft, making sure that I become a better, consistent football player in the sense of, you know, tackling, communication, making sure everyone gets lined up. And so going into this, after this past season, I felt that I did that. Better tackler. I mean, my tackling went from, I think I had 47 tackles my first year to 88 tackles this past season. And just being able to, you know, keep working on my football IQ, breaking down film, things that I felt like I needed to learn in college before I made that jump, and I felt like I did that. So, you know, when the opportunity came where I can make that decision to you know, turn pro, I did that.
Ed, I talked to Zach about going back to Stanford last summer, taking classes, engineering classes. He said it was really, really tough to focus on school knowing that the football team was going through the OTAs. So that may be your most challenging period of time, having the patience and sitting in classes. And what kind of classes will you actually be taking?
Yeah, I'm in a stats statistics class. I major in political science, so I'm taking a political science class. I'm taking a class on bioterrorism, and then I got one more and like a class about human evolution. Yeah, and it was funny. I just got off right before y'all, right before I got on this interview, I was talking to Ertz, you know, and I'll be in contact with him even more coming soon, just seeing how he went through the process and how he dealt with, you know, not being able to be around the team, getting in shape, learning, you know, the playbooks and stuff. And so it's great to have someone like that where I can, you know, ask for advice and because, I mean, he came in and he was able to produce for the Eagles, you know, early on for him. So if I can do the same, it'd be great.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the class load is nice and light and easy and and really simple stuff.
Did you love Stanford?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's probably one of the best decisions I ever made to, you know, head out west and spend my last 4 years there. It was a great experience with the people that I've met and my team and my teammates and the coaches and everyone. I couldn't ask for more.
Are you close to a degree?
After this quarter, I'm one quarter shy, so it'll be one of the things I have to go back and finish.
And that's a career goal of yours, a life goal of yours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, you go to Stanford to play. What Coach Hall always says, you know, play great football and get your degree. And so that's definitely something that's on my checklist.
Ed Reynolds, fifth-round draft pick, Philadelphia Eagles. We look forward to meeting you here next weekend for the rookie camp at the NovaCare Complex. And thank you so much. Congratulations. And what a pleasure speaking to you today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks, Ed.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you.